This is WA2AXZ for the K2IRT group. Charlie, WB2YZX, YZX, are you on frequency? And WB2YZX, if you're on frequency, can you take it over for 5 minutes? I'm on the Q train right now, heading back from a retirement party. QSL?
This is NB2A repeater on at the link of 24 hours.
College documents, so I'm writing them in Windows, a notes file, then I go into Linux, write it there, and the Linux operating system says that the file's been opened by an unknown user and is locked against editing. Why is it that when I run it in one operating system and shut that OS down, the lock is still in place on the file? Wouldn't that fall off when the machine was restarted?
Nice double.
WA2AXZ,
KC2SPN, you got it.
Alright, I'm coming out of the hole now. We're at Newkirk, and there will be an open air in a few seconds there. We'll be starting up the K2RRT just a little later today. We just had a retirement party, and a good number of the K2IRTers were at the retirement party, good.
Alright, understood. What do you show the projected time to start as, 20:30 hours, 20:45?
About 25 seconds, once I'm in the open air.
Alright, understood. KC2SBN dropping and standing by. WA2AXZ, you have it.
I appreciate it. Once again, this is the K2IRT RadioNet, WA2AXZ here. Talk about being mobile today. We just finished up with a retirement from the 3rd Rail guys. And I thought I was going to be home in time, but I brought the handheld just in case. So we'll give it a go. Again, you can tell UA2AXZ. Just want to check and see if Charles out there, WB2YZX.
Check in.
I'm on the 220 side with kind of a lousy antenna. How copy?
Well, I'm on the handheld, Charlie, and I copy again.
Hey, very good. You're kind of scratchy, but I copy. I think Val is in there.
Yeah, roger that, Charlie. I'll stand by until you get ready, Logan.
Val, if you can pick it up till I get onto the bus. Again, I'm on the train. We just finished up the retirement party, guys.
Great. I hope you had a good time. And I'll get in here with Charlie. Charlie, can you tell me who else is on the air with us tonight?
Okay, Val, very good. Lobie is on the train. Now, that's cool. That's pretty cool. And if you're going to have a transit net, that's one way to do it, I suppose. All right, very good. I'll kick it off then. So this is WB2YZX with the K2YRT, New York City Transit. Thursday evening net, open to anybody, anywhere. If anyone would like to check in, please do so now.
Check in. Kilo Charlie 2. Sierra Papa November. Riverdale. North Bronx Portable, no traffic. Good evening.
Just got Sierra Papa November. Can you come back with the rest of your call, please, and your name?
The call is Kilo Charlie 2, Sierra Papa November, KC2, SBN. The name is Carmine, Charlie Alpha Romeo, Michael India, November Echo. The location is Riverdale, North Bronx, and the mode is portable. Good evening.
All right, Carmine, very good. Thanks for checking in, and I see we've worked before, probably on this net here. Yeah. Last time, I see you, according to my electronic logs, you were in Copenhagen one time when I worked here, but whatever. Nice of you to check in. My name is Charlie. I'm on Staten Island, about the mile south of the Verrazano Bridge, and we also have Val KC, KB2VEQ in there, so, over to you, Carmine.
I have a couple of other stations on the side that I was talking to prior to the net kickoff. Standing by for check-in. Phil, SYH, then Josh, VHD. You can come ahead.
Yeah, good evening, K2IRT. You have Kilo Charlie 2, Sierra Yankee Hotel, located in Queens, New York. Checking into the net base station.
KC2 SYH, YH, Phil in Glendale. How you doing? It's Charlie on Staten Island. How are you tonight?
Doing excellent tonight. How about yourself?
Not bad, not bad. Nursing a wound here. I got bit by a dog a couple of hours ago, and it hurts. German Shepherd and all that, but got me by the pocket, so could have been worse. But, man, that hurt. So, okay, Phil, thanks for checking in here. Let me give it over to Val to see how he's doing tonight. KB2VEQ in the group, WB2YZX.
Thank you, Charlie. This is KB2VQ. The name is Val, Victor Alpha Lima, out of Bayside, New York. I think we had one other one in there. I think Carmine mentioned. If that's correct, I'll stand by and let the other contact come in.
Kilo Charlie 2, Victor Hotel Delta. My name is Josh, and I'm checking in from Brooklyn, New York.
HD and a group WB2YZX, and we have let me see, KC2SBN, KC2SYH, KB2VEQ, and I think you said your name is Josh, if I'm not mistaken. Now over to you.
It's my name. I'm just in a, I'm in a poor reception area at the moment. I'm sorry about if my transmissions are a little bit distorted.
Very good, you're in and out there. You said your name is Josh?
My name.
Like the repeater playing games again, shall we?
Back with this Moby.
This is KB2VQ, Val out of Bayside, New York, Bayside, Queens. I was actually over at the Bayside Historical Society over at Fort Totten as a possible location for our field day, and they said that they will rent out the space for us. I haven't received the price yet. The director wasn't there, but it's like a castle, and it's on the Fort Totten. You don't really need a military pass to come on nowadays, just come right in. And I'll continue working on that as a possible location for our field day. I'll turn it back over to you, Charlie. Maybe Lobie's in there, and maybe Josh can come back. This is KB2VEQ, back over to WA2AXZ. I think I may have it wrong, Charlie, but anyway, I'll turn it over to you, Charlie, KB2VEQ.
Okay, Val, KB2VEQ in a group, WB2YZX. Okay, so trying to five different things at once here, so I'll take any more check-ins to the K2IRT net, WB2YZX, bye for anybody. All right, nobody else, so let me see. Let's see if Lobie's back there. WA2AXZ, are you with us?
We got WA2AXZ and the K2IRT net. I don't know what's going on with the 2-meter repeater. The 2-meter repeater is kaput.
I'm on 2-meter. Do you hear me clearly?
100, you sound good.
Do you hear me clearly, Lobie? This is KB2VEQ.
QSL, QSL. We got a good copy on you, Val. I'm finally sitting down after standing up on the train for over an hour, but we're back to everybody now. I'm on the 440 link, so hopefully the gang can still hear me clearly. I tried 2 meters, but apparently we're just not in the right location for 2 meters. Back to you, Val, WB2, VEQ, and the K2RT group.
Okay, Charlie, I guess you can go on down the list now. B2YZX, K2RT, this is KB2VQ.
Okay, it's all very good. Let's see, we've got, who's next on list here? Carmine, still out there, KC2SPN, WB2YZX.
YZX, KC2SPN. Charlie, you keep falling in and out. You sound decent 1 minute, you sound like crap the next. I don't know if you're flipping links, you're going from 220 to 440, or something, you're changing radios, going from a portable to a base or something, but you're sounding kind of iffy there. As far as turning this over to a transit-related conversation, because I haven't actually talked about transit in quite some time, Phil, SYH, and Josh, VHD, are probably holding their heads in their hands and laughing as they stare at their portables. Anyway, I hear that we may still have a potential fare hike on the horizon. What's the latest with that, if anybody can advise? Casey, to it. Back to the group.
I can say it's probably not going to go down, but your guess is as good as mine. I would say it probably will at some point. But we don't talk about such unpleasantries as that anyway. By the way, I'm on the 440 side now. I was on 220 before with just a mag mount. Am I coming through any better, Carmine?
No, actually, you're getting stepped on. Well, no, you're not actually getting stepped on, but you're getting interfered with. I don't know. For some reason, I heard you for a brief moment, for like 5 or 10 seconds. Not the last transmission you made when you raised me. The transmission before that, you sounded crystal clear, but now you sound like you sound like you're falling out of range of the repeater again. I really don't know what's going on, but I think the system is just all over the place tonight, because I've been talking to Phil for about an hour, and we've had nothing but, like, sporadic bursts of static, interference, some crap that sounds like star. I thought I've heard MDC a couple of times, so I don't know what's going on. Anyway, we'll pass it around. WB2YZX, you got it.
Yeah, KC2SY, with a comment. Yeah, when WA2AXC transmits, sounds like he's distorting the PL on the repeater. That's why he's dropping out. His mic gain sounds like it's a little bit too high for this repeater. Just wanted to throw it out there.
It's just the area itself. If I'm able to hit the repeater in a clear area, it works quite nicely. But down here at ground level, it's pretty rough. Go ahead.
Yeah, copy. Well, right now you're coming in crystal clear, but sounds like the mic gain's a little bit too high, though.
That's this little portable mic over here. It's an ICOM special. But that's the way it is, and I'm even talking low into it, so we'll have to see what happens. But I don't know if you guys saw the New York Post today. Looks like they're cutting a lot of trains and a lot of bus runs. Right now I'm on the B2, and the B2 is on the chopping block. So on weekends there will be no more B2s, go ahead. Yeah, I don't know if you guys copy. I pulled the microphone out, so we're just using the handheld itself. Hopefully you hear me a little clearer. WA2AXZ for the K2IRT.
You sounded halfway decent over here. I moved up to 440 now. Unfortunately, no matter what band I go on, I don't have an appropriate antenna. I got a mag mount for 220, and for 440 and 2 meters, I have satellite egg beaters, which are circular polarization, so, and I'm in kind of a valley here, so that's what I have to deal with, unfortunately. But, Bill, back to you. KC2SYH, WB2YZX.
KC2SYH, breaking station, pick it up.
About that, so KC2VHD with a comment. I don't know, I forgot the call at last station, but I'm hearing a lot of audio talent in transmissions. I got the funny feeling somebody stepped all over the guy.
SPN with a comment. What I swore I just heard was a taxi dispatcher. I'm over here on the Bronx side, 447-625, and I swore I just heard a taxi dispatcher, so evidently 440 is just pretty crazy tonight. Yeah, it's pretty bad for everybody. I'm sure that people are hearing random interference with my transmission as I key. I heard a bunch of crap with Josh's transmission. I heard a bunch of stuff on Charlie's transmission. Lobi, you're sounding a little better without the speaker mic. Yeah, Charlie, I mean, where you are, it doesn't sound right. But we'll throw it back over to Phil, because he had it, and then Phil can throw it back. SYH from KC2SCN, you got it.
Yeah, copy that, KC2SYH. Yeah, that's a common problem with this machine. There's a lot of noise that comes in on the Bronx UHF side. Because the site in which the repeater's at, there must be some kind of taxi base station up there or something that's interfering with the input. Back over to net, KC2SYH.
Okay, very good, sir. We'll just have to deal with it for now. And we didn't have these problems back in the AM days, I know that, but what are you going to do? All right, Val, I think it's your turn, KB2VEQ. Over to you, Val.
Thank you, Charlie. Do you know what day field day is for this coming field day, 2010? I don't have the exact date. I'm trying to give these people some information over at the Bayside Historical Society over at Fort Totten. So, get an estimate on if we can rent the place out or have it for the weekend and how much it would cost. You have that date, Charlie? KB2VEQ. Back over to WA2YZX and the K2RT bunch.
Okay, by my calendar, that would be the 26th and 27th, the last weekend of June. And, yeah, that's you'd be doing us all a great service if you get something to us, because as it stands right now, we have no place to set up shop. So let us know when you come up with there, Val.
I will do, Charlie. It looks pretty good. I just have to get back in touch with him. The director wasn't in yesterday when I was over there, but nice lot next door to put up antennas, and it's about a four-story building, so it's you know, pretty tall enough, and it's right off the bay there at Fort Totten. So looks like a pretty good location if we can get it.
Okay, very good. Well, I think our next meeting is tentatively scheduled for, I guess it's next Thursday, April 1st, and we're going to have it at West 53rd, so hope you're coming down. Maybe we can give us a little more information by then. And thanks for all your efforts, Val. It's much appreciated by all of us. So let's see if John, C2VHD, WB2YZX.
Some of Charlie's UHF, VHF. That'll be great. That'll be great. Right now, I'm kind of funny, but I'm about a half a block away from Rich. KA2KDQ's home to VH. And I'm on my way to King's Plaza, and then hopefully I'll fire up the rig at the house. WB2YZX and the K2IRP group, WA2AXZ.
KC2VHD, repeat your traffic.
Double with Josh, KC2VHD, you can take it.
With regard to last message, I'm sorry for whoever I doubled over.
Okay, no, I think we have another station in there. Rich, is that you?
Yeah, I think so.
Charlie, this is Rich, KC2VHD.
KDQ.
KA2KDQ recognized. How you doing, Rich? Over to you.
Okay, good evening to you, Charlie, Val, Lobi, if you're listening, and everybody else in the group. Doing fine this evening. Incidentally, today, I did make a delivery up to West 53rd Street, the power control center. I had to bring over some, some manuals or some information in reference to the number 7 extension. It's funny. And one of them was actually addressed to Lobi. But to make a long story short, he said to me like this, he says, he's the Lobi now, so I saw him today, and basically he wanted me to send his regards to everybody. So WA2YYX, Charlie, take it away.
KA2KDQ and again WB2YZX. Yeah, probably Lobi probably getting mail for the next 5 years, even after he retires, no doubt about that. So, speaking of which, Lobi, I think it's your turn. Let's see if you're on there. Yeah, WA2AXZ, WB2YZX.
Hi, WB2YZX. You got WA2AXZ portable. Now, we're still in the bus on Garrison and Avignon right now, and we'll be home in about a little less than 5 minutes, depending on the traffic lights. And definitely, I'll fire up the rig and I'll help you take over there. I appreciate your covering while I'm in the mobile. WA2AXZ.
You're on the bus? Okay, you're first on the train, then on the bus. That's something new. All right, very good. All right, KC2SBN, Carmine, over to you.
WB2YZX in the K2IOT group, KC2SBN. The entire network is trash tonight. I keep hearing MDC, keep hearing people getting bounced around, like, I think it was you, it was either Val or Charlie, one of you two, cut out, came back from a different link, so apparently you're getting bounced around because of the receivers, and it's making stuff really, really difficult to hear. I'm just on the side kind of listening and repeat, who gets it? I don't know, I'll throw it back to YZX from KC2SPN, back to the group.
Very good, Carmen. Actually, you're the only one that sounds perfect. You know, I think there are a lot of intermod and whatnot, but, you know, that's to be expected. But you're the only one that's in, you know, completely solid, it seems. So, let's see if Phil's still around. KC2SYH, over to you.
Yeah, Kilo Charlie 2, Sierra Yankee Hotel. We're still listening on the side. Back over to you right now.
Okay, very good. Do we have another check-in?
So, how you doing? N2, Bravo Echo from Brooklyn.
2-7, I didn't get the whole call sign. Can you give it to me again, please?
November 2, Oscar Bravo Echo.
N2OBE. Sounds familiar. Let me see if I remember where you are. Are you down in Gravesend by any chance?
Yes, did I speak to you earlier today? You were on Canarsie Pier?
Oh, no, it wasn't me. I know you've checked into the net before. I forget your name. My name is Charlie. I'm on Staten Island.
Charlie, first person on the mic over here.
Okay, Mike, very good. No, it wasn't me who worked this morning. I was stuck at work all day. And thanks for checking in. What are you up to today?
A portable VX7R. And do you know the Motorola Turbo 6750, the Motorola XPR 6550, rather?
doing very good. Like I said, the repeat is kind of spotty tonight, but thanks for checking in here. Let me give it over to Val, I think. You're next. KB2VEQ, WB2YZX.
Okay, KB2VEQ here. Charlie, I'm getting a QSL with my XYL, so I'm going to have to back out and say 73 to you.
Well, you dropped out at the end there, but I heard you say you're going to take off. All right, I'll catch you next week, I hope, or by email, whatever. So take it easy. We'll catch you. KC2VDH, over to you. Yeah, I guess Josh is out of the picture for now. Rich, KA2KDQ, take it.
Okay, Charlie, anyway, assuming the meeting's going to be next Thursday, at this point I have a feeling I may not be able to make it. I may be off for the, I'm taking off the whole week for Passover, but it turns out that next week my mother is going in for some medical tests at NYU Medical Center, and appointment's at 1 o'clock, and I have no idea how long it's going to be. Then we're going to eat, then we're probably going to eat at a restaurant nearby, and then take the train home. So it's going to be a little bit of a crazy situation. So I may or may not be coming to the meeting next week. Oh, and by the way, Charlie, I just want to say it was a pleasure the other day, very unexpectedly. But look, whenever I can come up to the 10th floor, I definitely try to.
No problem. You know where my desk is. You know, come up and hang out any old time. I got plenty of ham radio magazines. And I think all the hams in the building know where I live. And if you can, while Wally comes around and Andy comes around and Ken comes around, and we always have a nice ham radio group at my desk. I always have my HT handy to play with, too. So let's see who's still around here. N2OBE, over to you.
Yeah, how you doing? Yeah, the group sounds pretty good at this end. Everybody's coming in just fine. I gotta change my battery. My battery's gonna get filled up before I cut out. I'll be right back. Short 73.
Exe back. Let's see if Roby's still on the bus. I doubt it. WA2AXZ, WB2YZX.
WB2YZXWA2AXZ in the backyard. I just had to let the little basset hound out to do his thing. He's right now looking at me trying to figure out what I'm doing home. But I've got to report to the gang that this weekend I'm heading to Baltimore for the Baltimore Timonian Ham Fest. I'm going to be leaving for Baltimore tomorrow morning. I'm going to get out to Randy's house, KB3IFH's. We're going to have a big party over at his house, and then if we recover by Saturday, we're going to be taking a ride out to the Timonium Ham Fest and having a little fun, seeing what kind of goodies are out there. So, just want to tell the gang that if I see anything interesting for K2IRT, I'll definitely throw it in the Jeep and bring it back for us. Back to you, Charlie. I should be on the home rig in about 35 or 40 seconds. WA2AXZ, WB2YZX.
Well, we'll have fun. Have fun and see if we find anything interesting, any toys we can play with, by all means, bring it back here. I don't know if you heard Val said he may have a handle on a field day site for us, but if he shows up next Thursday for the meeting, he can elaborate a little more, I guess, but that would be good news. And what time is it anyway? Nah, we got time yet. Carmine, over to you, KC2SPN, WB2YZX.
WB2YZX from KC2SPN. Sitting here trying to think of something meaningful to throw in the pile, maybe get a fire started conversation. But as of yet, I can't come up with anything. So, we have Joshua, Kilo Charlie 2, Victor Hotel Delta, standing by. By way of internet protocol, the good old reliable Echo Link, or at least we think of it as reliable, via NB2A-R. We'll see if we can't get him in. KC2 VHD via Echo Link from KC2 SPN. You got it. Let's see what you can do.
KC2 SPN, how am I coming through by any chance?
Actually, you sound very, very clear. VHD, you got it. Go ahead.
I don't know if anybody, if this is coming to, this is coming to conversation just yet, but, has anybody talked about the certain route restructuring that the MTA is planning to do by any chance?
Why is that actually to take this?
As far as route restructuring, well, you're asking the wrong guy, really. I have no, no dealings with that sort of thing, but they always end up with all kinds of new surprises, but I really can't help you with that, Josh.
KC2SYH, you take it.
Hey, KC2SYH, portable. Just listening right now. Guess I'll pass it back to Ned over there. KC2SYH, 2 net control, you got it.
You got AXE back home.
Josh had asked a question about route restructuring. Would you know anything about that?
Z back.
Negative, not right now.
Lovie, you got it. WA2AXZ from KC2SCN.
KC2SCN, WA2AXZ, back at the home QTH. It's nice to have the real mic in my hand here, but...
The big thing to wipe out the M train, the V train, and the W train. The new Q train. I'll call it the new Q train, where it once ended at Carnegie Hall, is going to continue all the way to the end of the N train, Astoria Boulevard. That's the big thing that they're going to do. And they're going to do a shortened M service to the main line on Broadway and dump everybody out onto the J line. It's going to be a big mess for trains, but the worst is the buses. They're cutting so many bus lines. And this is one day after they said they weren't going to cut. So one day they say they are, one day they say they're not. So you never really know. Back to you.
VHD, how's that answer the question, KC2SPN?
SPN, you got cut off.
Victor Hotel Delta, does that answer the question for you?
You may be in shock, but there are so many cuts. I could get the post. I have the post downstairs. But you have to take whatever they report in the newspaper with a really big grain of salt, because there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, a lot of political wrangling, and all the stuff is not going to take place until summertime. So a lot can happen between now and July. All we have to do is just sit back, wait, and hope for the best. Let me give it back to Charlie. Hopefully Charlie hears me a little better. WB2YZX, you got WA2AXZ, and the K2RT group. Okay, Lovey, very good. Well, that's what I meant when I was talking about surprises. You never know what's going to happen until it happens. So, what me worry. Okay, where are we here? We have deteriorated somewhat. All right, Rich, over to you. KH2KDQ, WE2YZX, and the K2IRT group.
Okay, this is KA2KDQ. Doing well this evening. Actually, I do have a question for you, Lobby. I wonder if you had a chance to take a look at that email I sent you the other day that somebody sent me about called Charlie the Kosher Dog, wishing everybody a happy and healthy Passover. If you had a chance to see it, I'm wondering what you thought of it.
Rich K,
KDQ, WAE2AXZ. I opened up some of the files and I saw that one, but any ones with attachments, everyone has to remember I have dial-up. So anything over 500K, it takes about 3 hours for me to open something up on dial-up. Down the road, when I finally get up and get a real computer line, then I'll be able to open up everything, Rich. Go ahead. But again, to you and your family, all the same for a happy, healthy.
Okay, thank you, Lobi. And if you heard me before, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to make the meeting next Thursday, the way things are going to be working out. Okay, so no problem. All right, so at this point, this is KA2KDQ. Let's see, I don't remember all the call signs. So, Charlie, I'm going to pass it over to you WA2YYX. Take it.
KA2KDQ, WB2YZX, ugliest call sign ever issued. Let's see, Mike, are you still with us? N2OBU, you can take it.
OBD, you out there?
Charlie, I don't think he's out there.
Hey, how about KC2SPN, how about you?
Kilo, Charlie 2, Sierra Papa November. With a landline on the side, back to control. I don't actually have much of anything to say. I'm sorry, guys. I don't know. It's been a while since I've been in a directed net, so, you know, pardon the lack of words or the lack of things to say. Throw it back to YZX, KC2SPN. We'll be sandbagging.
I'm sorry, N2OBE, I heard my call sign out there, I didn't get back on time. Yeah, I'm still here, go ahead.
Good, you can pick it up.
Alright, thanks. Yeah, my battery and my HD died, so I'm going to recharge it. I'm on the base now. So, yeah, it's good to get to know a few of you guys and whatnot, and what, subjects you guys like and whatnot. So I'll just sit back and, you know, get to know yous and, I'm so laid back, friendly type, and I'll see what's going on there, you know. And to OBE, I'll give it to the next person. I'll give it the control and I guess the next person.
N2OBE WB2YZX. Yeah, we try to keep this just an informal get together. We call it a net for lack of a better word, but like I said, we just try to keep it fun and informal, and at that we succeed. let me see, who is next here? Let me see. KC2VHD, are you still with us, Josh?
Yeah, I'm still with everybody. I'm just kind of blank on what to say, and considering the fact that this is actually my first time participating in a net, it's a bit of a learning curve for me.
You're doing good, Josh.
All right, very good. So let me start at the top. Lobi, over to you.
All right, you got WA2AXZ and the K2IRT net. And again, Josh, the more you use it, the better you get a chance to see how it works, and you feel much more comfortable. You have fun after a while. And again, there's nothing hard, no great rules to follow. Just get on, talk about whatever's on your mind. Even though we are a transit net, we try to steer it towards subway, buses, and just about anything on wheels or in the air. There's nothing saying that you can change the topic to anything you'd like to change it to. But as I was telling Charlie and the gang earlier, I'm leaving tomorrow morning for Baltimore, and going to have a party down in Baltimore with Randy, KB3IFH. He's the guy that advertises in the QST and the other ham magazines. He's the guy that makes all the QSL cards. and we're going to have a party at his house. We're going to sleep over there, and then early in the morning, we're all going to pile into something or other. I'll have my Jeep, so I'll take a couple of guys. He'll take a few guys, and we'll all chase down to Timonium and see what the Ham Fest has to offer. Let me just drop it. Again, this is the first time I've been down to the Baltimore Ham Fest. I've been to Dayton for a good 10 years now, but Baltimore seems to be growing. Been talking to the gang that have been going from time to time, and like everything else, seems to be the East Coast version of Dayton. An entire backyard of all the vendor tables. I call them the junk tables, but for Charlie, me, and the rest of the gang, there's gold on those junk tables. You're amazed at some of the good stuff you can pick up and come home and put to good use. But along with that, all the major manufacturers, Icom, Yaesu, Kenwood, Alinco, they're all down there showing off their stuff. So what I'll probably do is I'll be down there, I'll have the camera, and I'll have some pictures to show the gang when we come back for our face-to-face meeting. Other than that, if Val is able to get that other location, then that's going to be fantastic. Again, I don't know if you're going to use house power or battery power or what, but I'll make all my equipment available for the gang, because this will be the first field day in just about a decade that I haven't been part of. WB2YZX, WA2AXE.
WA2AXE, WB2YZX. Okay, very good. Yeah, we'll see how that pans out. And, by the way, if anyone's interested, we do have a website, k2irt.org, if you want to go in there and see some real ugly pictures of some real ugly hams. by all means, do so. And, yeah, you talk about ham fest and junk. Boy, I could probably have a ham fest in my shack here, that's for sure. I don't throw anything out, but I'm sure most hams are like that. So, where are we now? Okay, I tell you what, maybe we can call it a night, or just one more quick go around, and everybody can say their farewells and all that stuff. Carmine, over to you, KC2XPN,
WB2YZX. WB2YZX from KC2SPN. Got a cab company in the neighborhood, evidently, because I keep hearing the star from cab drivers picking up jobs. I don't know. I have SYH and a landline over here, and apparently the Hall of Science repeater is back on the air. I don't know what the frequency is, but apparently it's back on the air. It had gone down for some time, from what I had been told, and he just keyed it now, and I heard it come up. Apparently WB200 or something like that. At any rate, I'll throw it back. KC2SDN.
Very, very good. So, one more time, Phil, how are you doing? KC2SYH, still with us.
Yeah, KC2SYH, just on the side here, landline. Still listening, though. Back over to net.
Very good. Okay, so Val is gone. Josh, how about you for one more time? KC2VHD. All right, Rich, over to you.
Wait, crap, Charlie. Josh did key. I believe I heard his voice in there, so I want to see if I can get him in.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I guess the space bar was leaning a little. Yet again, nothing really to add. I'm pretty much on the side sandbagging, if anything. But take a look at the website, actually. And I'm actually thinking of joining up on the message board, so I guess it's what's going on my end. Very uneventful, but whatever. Back to the net.
That's very good, and thanks for checking in tonight. That goes for everyone else. Rich, one more go around, KA2KDQ. How are you doing?
Okay, Charlie, don't have too much more to add. Doing all right, but anyway, so pleasure. As I said, it was a pleasure seeing you the other day in the Senate floor when I had to go to the mail room. And, yeah, and also speaking with you on the air. And by the way, I will say to you, Lobie, that I've never been down to the Simonium Amfest, so from what a couple of members of the Kings County Radio Club have said at club meetings, it's usually fairly impressive.
I can't guarantee the number from the radio club that's going to be there, but usually two hands that normally go are Howard and Breyer, N2GOT, and Tony Carolina, Whiskey 2. So if you're going to be down there, I can't guarantee it, but you might run into those two. So enjoy the flea market. As I said, I have a feeling I'm not going to be able to make the meeting next Thursday the way things are going to be going with me and my mother. But anyway, if not, I definitely will be at the May meeting. Okay, so this is KA2KDQ saying take care and 73. And let me see it. Charlie's going to turn it back to you, but I believe Lobie gets it after this.
Very good. Let me see. Let's Mike into OBE. We'll hear from you if you're still there, and then we'll put a lid on it.
Yeah, thank you. Into OBE here. I got just a quick question here. I heard from another repeater that they're using a new radio and then using digital communications. It's the Motorola Turbo 65 something or other. It's the Motorola XPR Turbo, and they're using the UHF version, which is 403 to 470, and it's very sophisticated, and they're using it in amateur radio on a 70 centimeter, both analog and digital communications. And from what I understand, it's quite countrywide connect and has the potential, like Echolink, to be worldwide voice connect. And all you gotta do is key the mic. It's a portable and a mobile version.
This is the mobile version if you wanted to hear it, www.
That sounds outrageous, yeah. The portable version, is it really expensive?
WW2WW, do you have a price on that versus the regular FM gear?
Yeah, the HDs go for about $500, the mobiles go for about $600. It's very user-friendly software, and the cable's about $50. So to get up and running and have everything working pretty good, you're looking at about $600.
I cover you that. That's good information. All right. Okay, 73. Take it back to net control. And nothing else to say. Thank you.
52 whiskey or whatever it is.